WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Who will be Charlottesville's next mayor? Some councilors want to shake up the process for making that decision. White supremacist rallies and violence cost Charlottesville more than $500,000 in 2017. And Governor McAuliffe commutes the death sentence of a convicted murderer. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, January 2nd. Charlottesville Mayor Mike Signer says he will follow the tradition of serving just a single term as mayor, but the city council will not select Charlottesville's next mayor in the usual way at its first meeting of the year, Tuesday evening. The Daily Progress reports that after Nikuya Walker and Heather Hill were sworn into office as councilors, several council members said they are planning to hold a public discussion about who should be the next mayor before making their decision. The mayor, a councilor whose primary responsibility is to coordinate the council's agenda with the city manager and preside over meetings, is chosen every 2 years by the council. Walker, who was the top vote-getter in the election that saw her become the first independent candidate to win a council seat since 1948, said she wanted to change up the mayoral election process. Local governments, hospitals, and the University of Virginia spent at least $540,000 preparing for and responding to white supremacist rallies in Charlottesville in 2017. The money was spent during the July Ku Klux Klan rally and the violent so-called Unite the Right rally in August. The Daily Progress reported over the weekend that most of the costs stemmed from the weekend of August 12th, which turned violent and left three people dead. The city of Charlottesville spent at least $200,000. Nearly half of that money covered staff and police pay. Two hospitals spent more than $200,000 on personnel, supplies, and equipment. One was the university's medical center, which spent more than $142,000. It treated about 30 people on August 12th, the day that a car plowed into a group of counter-protesters, killing Heather Heyer. Also, outgoing Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has commuted the death sentence of a man convicted of raping and killing his 73-year-old mother-in-law. The decision announced on Friday means that William Joseph Burns will spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. McAuliffe said he based his decision on Burns' mental illness and potential intellectual disability. Burns was sentenced to death for the 1998 rape, forcible sodomy, and fatal beating of his wife's mother, Tercy Elizabeth Cooley. McAuliffe said he considered the views of prosecutors and the victim's family who opposed clemency, but he said that because Burns has been declared mentally incompetent to stand trial on his claim that he cannot be executed due to intellectual disability, there is currently no lawful way to impose the death sentence. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.